Audio Gravity, 6th of November 2009. First link today, FossWiki, FOSWIKI.org. FossWiki is the first and open source enterprise collaboration platform. World class text editor built in, dynamic pages, customize the layout of the site or per page, user or group. 200 polished extensions, which is really nice to have that add on. Now, I'm not too keen on hosted solutions these days, mainly because there's so many other ways of doing it on the web. There's self-hosted, there's not just self-hosted applications like this, but things like Posterous and Tumblr, where it's maintained by somebody else. I've shifted away from using content management systems where you have to constantly have to do updates. And I have had a lot of problems with wikis in the past that they've got vulnerable and they've got attacked, and you know, they took various elements of sites down because somebody got in and found an early, you know, hack before I managed to update it, which is always annoying. And it's one of the reasons why I think stuff in the cloud is so much better in some instances, because if you've got somebody else looking after the main code base and they're actively looking at it all the time, it, you know, you need somebody who's doing that sort of stuff. That said, the stuff on here is being updated rapidly all the time. And the fact that they're also on IRC and on Twitter, they are pretty much living this stuff 24/7. So go check it out. It's called FossWiki, and it's at fosswiki.org. Next link today is over on everydayicons.jp, Japanese site, although the site is in English. And it's just beautiful. It's just really simplistic, rounded corners, home about us, icons, wallpapers, patterns, notes. And there's just a whole bunch of free wallpapers. And the wallpapers are just epic. You know, they're beautiful design wallpapers, very simplistic, and obviously free to download. Next link, cancelbubble.com is a collaborative news site by and for professional web designers and developers. They've got over 1,700 articles on there. It's updated daily. There's a whole bunch of people connected up via Twitter. There's a web design buzz feed socket on the right hand side. And just a whole bunch of posts in different areas, like, for instance, accessibility, there's a miscellaneous section, there's a HTML, CSS, programming section, and they just pulled together collectively a bunch of really good posts around the web to do with stuff that web designers and developers talk about. Nice little news site for getting a bit of creativity on there as well. And they're also on Twitter at cancelbubble, should I say, not bubba. Next link today is filterbox.com, filterbox.com, real-time social media monitoring simplified. If you are trying to look for some REO, return on investment from doing social networking, social media, and wonder how and where and what people are saying about your products and services, you need to know where the conversations are. You need to be part of that conversation, and you need to be engaging back with your customers in a as quick a time frame as possible. And one of the applications that allows you to do this is this one by Jive Software, which is called Filterbox. Go check it out. They've got a variety of different pricing structures for their software, and there's a bunch of these around. Actually, there's another one that name escapes me now, but we used it for Bogan Imaging, which was fantastic, because it tracked, you know, literally four or five different sites around the web. There's also, name escapes me, I really need to write this down after I've done this, but I'm going to make a blog post about social media monitoring. I think we need to have a decent blog post documenting all these that I can update every time I come across a new one. Next link today is over on MacGeekery.com. From February, actually. This is from 2006, but it's a good list to go through, especially if you just had a Mac for your first time this year. There's a whole bunch of stuff that it tells you about. You know, the administrator account is not for daily use. System preferences is not for daily use. You know, literally go through these things with a fine tooth comb. Obviously, things have changed in the last 2 or 3 years, but some of the information here about how you use the firewall, how you use your Mac, might be really useful for that transition from a Windows platform to a Mac platform, because sometimes you feel a little bit like, you know, what's going on behind the scenes, and this gives you a little bit of a way to be able to look around and see what does what, and you know, scratch the surface really of the security controls on your Mac. And finally, the last link today is over on gomockingbird.com. And if you are still sketching about on a pen and a pad, trying to tell your Indian coders how to develop your next amazing world-beating iPhone application, stop doing that now. Go to gomockingbird.com. You can do wireframes on the fly, and you can even share those mockups on your website or via your application. And the best thing about it is that you can collaborate on it as well, which is fantastic. You can mock it up fast, drag and drop UI elements to your page, and rearrange and resize, go from idea to mockup in minutes. Make links, link multiple mockups together and preview them interactively to get a feel for the flow of your application, and share with a click. Sharing mockups with colleagues or clients is simple as sending a link. Really great site. Go and check it out. And I don't know if they've launched yet, but they're both on Twitter. And they're a team of two based in San Francisco. But go and give them some link love and definitely follow them on Twitter. And download it. Give it a go. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers.